A Jewish Journal article. Vogue restores Gigi Hadid's Palestine comment after initially removing it. Vogue magazine has restored model Gigi Hadid's comment in their Instagram post about how she's donating her earnings from fall 2022 shows to both Ukraine and the Palestinian territories after initially removing it. As the journal has previously reported, Vogue had echoed Hadid's March 6 Instagram post about her pledge to donate the earnings to Ukraine and included the quote, as well as continuing her relief efforts to Palestine. After being bombarded with criticism, Vogue removed the Palestine quote. But Vogue's removal of the quote resulted in a new set of criticism. So at GIGI, Hadid pledges to donate her earnings from fall 2022 to relief efforts for occupied Ukrainians and occupied Palestinians, and then at Vogue magazine just erases the Palestinians from its Instagram post on her pledge? MSNBC host Mehdi Hassan tweeted. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMI, tweeted in response to Hassan, "The dehumanization of Palestinians is real and painful. Stop anti-Semitism," tweeted. Vogue deletes Gigi Hadid's mention of Palestine and now has re-added it. The bigger question is, why are influencers being allowed to utilize Vogue's digital platforms in the first place to push their own agendas? Completely ridiculous. Human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky, who heads the International Legal Forum, tweeted in response to Tlaib that people like her deny the Palestinians agency, give support to Hamas, and turn your back to gross human rights violations by the corrupt Palestinian Authority. Now, please stop appropriating every tragedy. It's not always about you. Daniel Laufer, who works in communications, tweeted. Despite constant re-centering of Ukraine to Palestinian activism, Palestinians are fortunate to not actually be experiencing anything resembling that carnage. 5 to 7 times more were killed in Ukraine-Russia conflict since 2014 than Arab-Israel conflict.